Hi, my name's Christopher Thompson. I'm a British distance runner. Competed in London Marathon last year. Debuted 2:11:19. European silver medalist from 2010. London Olympic representative over 10,000 metres.
And you're not running this year, but what was it like running it last year?
It was incredible. A lot of people talk about the how much of a buzz you get even just running a marathon. And as much as it was about the performance, as much as about competing in it, I actually got as much of a buzz out of actually physically running a marathon. I didn't quite appreciate just how much of a buzz it would be when I ran down the mile at the end. And it was unbelievable. The crowd was it was more than I imagined. Performance-wise, it went well. But overall, just the whole experience, it just made me so hungry and thirsty to do it again and do other marathons as well. It was something I'll never ever forget.
Have you run any marathons elsewhere before?
No, that's my only one. It was my debut last year at London, and I actually, unfortunately, got an injury about 6 weeks after that race, and I've been I'm back running now, but I've had to. It's been a long-term injury to overcome. But hopefully, I'll be back running a marathon before this year's out, and depending on how things go, maybe run London next year, going into Rio Marathon next year, and then obviously we've got World Championships in 2017 in London. Which I very much hope to be running the marathon again there. And believe it or not, myself and Scott Overall hopefully will be vying for medals at that championships in 2 years' time, which will be highly exciting, especially with having the British support behind us. It will just be hopefully something to remember.
What is it about being in London, in the capital city, that just makes it so different from being everywhere else?
That's a massively open-ended question, but everywhere you go has a certain something and a special feel, and I think London has always been something. When you go in and you feel like you're somewhere special, the people, just the sights and the sounds. I mean, obviously you just don't have to go very far to see something like Tower Bridge. There's always a landmark, there's always something incredible with a lot of history and things like that, and it's just the network and just the way the whole city buzzes, and you just know you're somewhere special as soon as you step foot inside. I mean, I live just outside, and so when I come in, I know I'm in London, and I absolutely love it. I know my girlfriend would love us to actually physically live in London. Unfortunately, we need a little bit more money behind us, but one day maybe we will physically live in London. But it's just a great city, and we absolutely love it.
What made you want to go at this point in your career over to the marathon for Rio?
Moving to marathon was something I always, as a runner, thought one day I'd possibly do. I thought I'd run it in a giraffe suit or something, to be honest, and running for charity. But as you start out in athletics, generally you start the shorter distances. So I started out 1500 meter running as a kid, moved up to 5000, moved up to 10,000, and once you get to a certain point in your career, you know, and you're not as quick as you once were, you start looking towards the real longer stuff, which is the marathon. And I thought, let's give it a go. Physiologically, on paper, it looked like something that was a good option for me, and it's something that potentially could have been my best event. And as it turns out, hopefully it will be. And obviously, after London Olympics, running the 10,000 metres, I knew running the 10,000 in Rio was probably not an option. For a lot of different reasons, and I thought I'll be better competitive at the marathon in Rio, and possibly even Tokyo the 4 years after that.